Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we have a guest with us today from Fisher Outreach Group, Jackie Richards, who is the director of that group. And Jackie, we want to welcome you to Around Town.
Thank you so much for having me.
So for the folks out there, tell us about Fisher Outreach and what your group is doing and how it all came into being.
Fisher Outreach Group is a McHenry County-based 501c3 organization, and we do a lot of programs within the community. We work with military families, homeless veterans, local families in need, but a majority of what we do is to reach out and support low-income seniors in McHenry County that reside in independent living facilities, assisted living facilities, memory care facilities, and we hold what we call adopt-a-grandparent programs.
So tell us how that works, Jackie.
Well, depending on the program, we have programs throughout the year. It started with a Christmas program. And we put together programs that provide gifts, necessities, and we work with the community to get the items that we need for the programs to help support our seniors, most of them who do not have family or friend support systems.
I like the idea that you call it Adopt a Grandparent Program. That's kind of neat.
It is.
The folks out there that need that kind of care. In 2019, your mother and your father passed away, correct?
They did, 4 months apart, unexpectedly, both of them.
And that prompted you to get this program going, to start it, to look ahead, say, how can we do things for grandparents?
It was kind of a cosmic thing. We have done giving programs for children and families during the Christmas holiday for over 20 years. And after losing my parents in 2019, we really struggled through that holiday season. And in 2020, we all know COVID hit, and that changed a lot for a lot of people. And just before Christmas, I want to say maybe 2 weeks before Christmas, someone I did not know through Facebook Messenger sent me a screenshot of a post that Fair Oaks Nursing Home in Crystal Lake had put up, saying that their residents were really suffering emotionally and mentally. They had been locked in their rooms for a year with no contact. Many of them already didn't have family or friends that would come visit, and this just kind of compounded what they were going through. And they wanted to do something nice for their residents. They were hoping that the community would pitch in and buy little gifts so that they could at least have something to give them for Christmas to help them celebrate and cheer them up. And they were having a really hard time because people were dealing with financial difficulties during that time.
Sure.
So I shared that information with my kids. We are a family that runs the nonprofit organization. And my kids really felt like buying those gifts for those seniors would be like buying gifts for their grandma and grandpa that they had lost, and that was it. So we did that year. It was amazing, and that led me to think about who supports our seniors who don't have anybody. And I did a lot of research into statistics and organizations and groups and programs throughout McHenry County and really couldn't find a lot. And we had our annual meeting, and I said, how about if our Christmas program, we switch it from now on, and we adopt all these grandparents who don't have anybody.
Sure.
And it was a resounding yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm one of those people who, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it all the way. And once I started to get to know these seniors, I didn't want them to think that they only mattered at Christmas, because they matter all the time. And that's what prompted us to start the programs that run throughout the year. We do a Valentine's program. We do our garden program, which is just kicking off right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you tell us about that garden program? That sounds interesting.
Well, that started with Valentine's Day last year. Two of my seniors asked, is it possible for us to get a plant instead of candy for Valentine's Day? And I said, a plant? And they both said, and these were different conversations, their answer to me was, it'll give me somebody to talk to.
Sure.
And that touched me. I just thought, Okay, because I do that after a stressful day at the office during the garden season. I go outside, I talk to my plants. They make me feel better.
Well, you know, don't feel bad because we had a tree that was blooming rather slowly in the spring. My wife read an article about taking a newspaper and slap the bark of the tree, slap the trunk of the tree with a newspaper. It was an old wives' tale, and she tried that. She went every day, and she hit the bark of the tree with a newspaper, you know, four or five times. She said, come on, wake up, get that sap going. And she did it for about a month, and lo and behold, that tree is more beautiful now than it was 4 years ago. So whatever methodology was working there, it did work. So, yeah, plants and trees, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
And look at you, out of adversity came opportunity.
Yeah, so I asked them, I got them plants for Valentine's Day, and then gave it some thought and talked to their directors and was like, do they have a garden? Do they have a place outside where they can do that? And they said, no. So I talked to some of the seniors and I said, I've got an idea. And they loved it. So what we do is the seniors get to tell me what they would like to grow. They fill out a list and they pick what herbs, vegetables, flowers, or plants they would like to grow. And then we create a container garden for them that is gifted to them. And then they can love it, care for it, and nurture it all throughout the season, or if it's a house plant, forever.
And what size would that garden be?
They get to pick because everybody's living space is different. The independent living facility seniors, they have their own apartments. But residents that are at, like, Crossroads Care Facility, you know, they have a much smaller unit. So they tell me, do you need a small pot, a medium pot, or a large pot? And then the second part of that program is a community garden project where we grow fresh fruits, vegetables, herbs, and flowers on our property. And then every Friday, I go to the senior living centers and we set up a mock farmers market. And they all get to come out of their rooms and get together and they get to pick out whatever items it is that they can use. And it's fun. It brought them out of their shells. It brought them out of their rooms. I saw people who had lived in the same living facility for 10 years who had never met each other.
That is absolutely awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, because you're looking at living things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're enjoying those things and how they grow and how they take place. And it reminds them, too, when they were younger and they had maybe gardens of their own and things they can do. So that's got to bring a lot of... Boy, you should be taking pictures of that because that's got to be awesome.
It really is awesome. And a lot of them have stories about the plants that they'll pick. You know, one lady only wanted San Marzano tomatoes. And I said, are you sure? You're like, would you rather have cherry tomatoes? Or? And she said, no. My grandma, only San Marzano tomatoes.
No big boys.
You know what I mean? So a lot of them, one lady, her mom always had fresh basil on the kitchen counter. And that was all she wanted was a basil plant. You know, at Christmas, I have somebody who they can fill out a list of anything that they want or need and can't afford, and her list has a poinsettia on it because her parents always gave her a poinsettia.
Oh, boy. You also have a fall event, correct?
We do. That one is a lot of fun. I don't know if you've seen the pictures on our website of that, but it's just kind of to switch up the seasons and get them excited
for it.
Well,
see, now that you mentioned that. If we want to see those pictures, what website would we go to?
It's FisherOutreachGroup.com, and there's a page that has event photos, so you can see photos from our Christmas giving of all of the events, the Christmas, the fall. The plan was that they would carve pumpkins. You know, they wanted to carve pumpkins, and I thought, okay, that's going to be fun. So we get donations of pumpkins. Everything that we do is community-based. McHenry County is an amazing community. We could not do our programs without the community's involvement, hands down. It wouldn't exist. We have such a giving, loving community that it blows my mind every time I do an event. But we get donations of pumpkins, and I get all the carving stuff, and I get paint for those who can't carve a pumpkin.
Sure.
But when I showed up to do it, last year was the first year that I do it, my ladies all came down. They all had bags. And I was like, what's with the bags? I'm looking at my volunteers. I'm like, do we know what's going on here right now? And the next thing I knew, they were unpacking wigs and lipstick and buttons. And if you look at the pictures, you'll see. And they painted them and they put wigs on them and they stuck earrings in them. And
oh boy.
It was amazing. I don't think anybody carved. I think most of them painted and decorated. And then they had hats on and wigs on that matched their pumpkins. It was so much fun, and I was so glad that I thought to do it for them.
There must have been a lot of people chuckling and laughing as they looked at the different pumpkins, how they were decorated.
Yes.
And how about you also have a Thanksgiving celebration, too, do you not?
We did that last year, and it is something that will become an annual tradition, and I kind of got suckered into that one, I'm going to be honest with you. I was doing a different event for them, and they asked me what I was doing for Thanksgiving, and I said, well, you know, the same thing everybody does. The kids and grandkids are going to come over. They're going to tear up my house. It's going to take them 2 minutes to eat the food that I spent 12 hours cooking.
Right.
You know, it's Thanksgiving. I said, why? What are y'all doing? And they all unanimously, nothing. I said, what do you mean nothing? And they said, well, we don't do anything for Thanksgiving. We haven't had a Thanksgiving for 6 years. And my heart literally stopped. And then one of the ladies said, well, could we come to your house? And I said, if I could fit all 65 of you in my house, I would absolutely have you over, but I don't think that my house is big enough. And then one of the other ladies said, well, you like to cook, don't you? And I said, well, yeah. And they're like, well, could you cook for us? Okay, let me tell you, when you love these seniors and it is your passion and your goal to make them feel important because they are and they have not had that, the word no doesn't form on one's lips, at least not for me. So I looked at them and I said, okay, we could do that. And then I left and I was like, what did you just do? But I ended up personally cooking a traditional Thanksgiving feast for that entire facility. And my volunteers were amazing. They came in masses, and we served a traditional Thanksgiving dinner to the entire facility. And they were so touched. It meant so much to them that we decided we need to make it an annual. So
that's awesome. Folks, you're listening to Jackie Richards, Director of the Fisher Outreach Group, and you're listening to 101.5 FM. Jackie's telling us some wonderful stories that have to bring a little tear to your eye and warm your heart, because these are just awesome stories. And when you talk about these folks, how do you also adopt a grandparent for the holiday program, Jackie?
The way that we do the Adopt a Grandparent program is the seniors fill out a list of items that they either want or need and they cannot afford. And then we compile all of their lists. And so last year we did 500 seniors. Each person got to list 5 items. And we compile that list into wish lists on Amazon, Target, and Walmart. And then members of the community go onto those wish lists and they pick what they would like to gift for the seniors. Those items are all shipped to our office, and we work like crazy elves for about 4 weeks getting it all together. And then we do events. It's at the independent living facilities. We hold a big Christmas party for them. I mean, my Santa is there and makes a personal appearance. They get to open their gifts. We help them put together their walkers or whatever items it is that they got. At some of the memory care facilities and the nursing homes where it's not feasible to go in and meet with them one-on-one, we just deliver their gifts, and the facility, when they hold their Christmas event, will distribute them to the seniors.
If someone wants to volunteer to help you out, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, goodness. FisherOutreachGroup.com. On our contacts page, there's a volunteer application, and we can never have too many wonderful volunteers.
You know, I'm thinking back yet to make that Thanksgiving dinner. That is a lot of work. That's a big job, and you have to be commended for such a wonderful outreach for those folks.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And it was eye-opening because I picked up the phone about 10 times to call my mom. Like, I couldn't remember, like, the steps for the gravy. You know what I mean? So everything that I do
right.
really ends up going back to my parents. And, you know, my dad was an avid gardener. You know, he would have loved this program. And I'll find every year when I'm out there in the garden, I'll be like, oh my God, what is it that I'm supposed to companion plant? Is it cilantro and tomatoes? And I want to call them, and I can't. You know what I mean? So it just brings back why we do this.
Well, perhaps some of the listeners in our area here just heard what you said, and they may want to contact you on your website and say, I've got some ideas, or I can help you out with that recipe.
Would love
so
it.
Hopefully that'll happen. What is your budget that you need annually to help make all this work for you, Jackie?
Our budget right now is running about $35,000 a year. We are unique in that we are a 100% volunteer organization, and that means that our bylaws are written that no one is compensated for any of the work that they do in Fisher Outreach Group. Our officers, our directors, no one gets compensation. 100% of what we raise are the items that we get go right into the programs that we do. So right now we're looking for people to adopt a grandparent for the garden program. It's a $25 sponsorship, and that covers their custom individual container garden that we're going to create for them and the cost of the vegetables, fruits, herbs, and flowers that will be distributed to them throughout the season.
So if they go to your website, there'll be an area in that website that they go into for making a donation?
There is. It's on just about every page, but the front page has the garden project information front and center, and there's a link right there, and we also have a GoFundMe set up.
What are some of the other programs put together for an annual, things that you could do with the families?
Our year starts with the Valentine's program. Last year, we were able to do 2,500 goodie bags that were distributed all over McHenry County. That's a lot of fun. We had a lot of Boy Scout troops, Girl Scout troops, a lot of families that come in and donate their time to. That's a lot of goodie bags to put together. So Valentine's is the beginning. The garden project, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities. We have the setup of the garden, the planting of the garden, the creation of the seniors' container gardens, which is a lot of fun. And then the delivery. Love having my volunteers come on Fridays when I go to the facilities. You get to meet the seniors. You get to learn from the seniors. They'll give me recipes on how to cook different things with the vegetables that they're getting. That's a really great time to interact with them.
Well, I could put together a senior cookbook, huh?
I'm telling you, that's a good idea. I like that.
Well, you've got annual programs that are like you got the school supply drive, the food drives, the winter gear collection, for children. You got the Christmas holiday display and food drive. Gosh, are you working 22 hours a day and sleeping 2 hours, and that's it?
Yeah. My husband would confirm that.
What's this thing about the eggs? Something about programs always pop up when you need. To see an egg giveaway type thing. What's that all about?
That one was kind of crazy. I had gotten 3 or 4 calls or text messages from some of my seniors, and their question was, Jackie, where can I get eggs? And my reply was, at the store. And they said, no, we can't afford $5.99 for eggs. Like, do you know where they have them cheaper? And that got my ear up. Again, I love my seniors. They're so important to me. And I was like, by gosh, they can't afford eggs. Oh, I have to do something. So I did my Jackie thing, and I put a post out on social media, and I said, where can I buy eggs for under $5 a carton? Like, my seniors are having a hard time affording eggs, and I want to buy eggs for them. That turned into some local people who sell eggs. They have chickens and they sell eggs, who were like, oh, I can sell them to you for $5 a dozen. So I ended up buying 30 dozen eggs, and I was like, okay, this is a good start. And then there's an amazing angel in Huntley. I'm sure that you all know her, Mary from Blessed Little Kitchen. And she reached out to me because we know each other and we help each other with the programs that we're doing. And she said, I want to help with the eggs. She said, I can get eggs from my provider, from her service provider, for whatever the dollar amount was per dozen, and it was cheaper than getting them at the stores or from the local farmers. And I said, that would be amazing. And she said, you know what, let's take it a step further. I'm going to put a collection jar out for a few days. Let's see if we can raise some money. Within 4 days, Mary had raised enough money to buy 190 dozen eggs. So between what Mary raised at Bless Little Kitchen, what had been donated by a few members of the community, and what our family had bought, we ended up being able to give 240 dozen eggs to the seniors that participate in our programs. And again, that was another thing. Volunteers came and brought their children and went into the facility with shopping carts filled with overflowing with dozens of eggs and knocked on each senior's door and was able to greet the senior and say hello to them and give them their eggs. And it was amazing.
And of course, you told the volunteers, don't break any of my eggs, right?
Don't break any. Well, you know, the funniest thing about that whole scenario was when you get eggs in that quantity, they're in big cases, in big flats. I hadn't thought of that. So when Mary told me how many eggs she was getting, I called my husband and I said, what are we going to put these eggs in? Like, we can't just hand the seniors 12 loose eggs, right?
Right.
So again, I reached out to the community for egg cartons, and blessedly, I was able to get them. So my husband and I were up until about 1 o'clock in the morning in a freezing cold freezer-ish type room where the eggs were being stored at the proper temperature, shivering and shaking, taking all of these eggs out of the big cases and putting them into 240 little 12 packs of eggs to distribute the next day.
Oh, Jackie. Oh, my goodness.
But it was fun.
Oh, 240 dozen eggs. Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? You would have thought we were handing them $100 bills.
Of course.
The response was crazy. They were eggs. And that's why I'm saying it is so simple to make a difference to these seniors and to just let them know that they matter and that there are people out there who will support them.
I think people forget that there's a lot of seniors out there that don't have family anymore. It's just, you know, the mother, the father, or husband and wife, and that's it. There's no other members.
Yeah, and I've also been surprised by how many people reach out to me, and they're of the younger, you know, I'm in my 50s, and they're younger, they're late 30s to late 40s who reach out and want to get involved, and they want their kids to get involved, because they've already lost their grandparents. So it's a way of connecting, not only to make the seniors feel like they're special, but I get a lot out of it. I miss my parents. I miss my grandparents. So when I go and spend time with the seniors and they're talking about things like my parents might have talked about, or I'm learning things from them that my parents would have taught me if they were still here, there's also that connection, and it makes my heart happy while I'm making their hearts happy. So it's
sure.
It's a win-win as far as I'm concerned.
Jackie, how do you pick the different homes to go to?
They are all low-income seniors. So we work predominantly with living facilities that meet that criteria. They are state-funded. They are Section 8 or however it is that they figure out what their numbers are. But that was our goal, was to reach out to the ones that might need the most support.
So for the folks out there, as far as your corporation is concerned, I mean, the way it's organized, you explained that to us.
Mm-hmm.
What would be something you want to share with everybody before we sign off here today as far as what you want to leave with them to think about?
I want people to think about how easy it is to make a difference and what it would mean to the seniors for their participation in any of the programs that we do, because these programs are touching them. It's not just giving somebody eggs. It's the meaning behind those eggs, that somebody thought enough about them. Valentine's Day, we got over 3,000 handmade Valentine's cards from all over the country.
Wow.
After we did the NBC News shoot. And my seniors were literally, and some of them were moved to tears. They said, I can't believe there's a video on our website of one of the seniors thanking everyone who made the cards. They were blown away that people took the time to make those cards and send them to them. And that's what we want people to understand, the difference that we're making.
Well, that takes a big heart, a lot of patience, and a lot of work, Jackie, and you know, you certainly put that time in. And for the folks out there, I would remind them again where they should go to reach out to you.
It's www.fisheroutreachgroup.com, and that's F-I-S-H-E-R, outreachgroup.com. And all of the information is on there, how to donate, how to sponsor, information about all of our programs, the pictures. You got to watch the pictures and listen to the videos that are on there. They're amazing.
We want to thank Jackie for being here today, and we want to remind everybody for the Fisher Outreach Group, with Jackie Richards, the director, the work that they're doing, the time they're putting in, and how well it's being received by all the seniors that are out there that are in need of help. So if you can help out, please contact Jackie. She'd love to hear from you. And for all our folks out there, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. You can also go to huntleycommunityradio.com and contact us for more information, or send me a note to aroundtown@huntleyradio.org. And we hope that everyone enjoy the show and have a really great day. Thank you, everybody.